Hello, my name is Christina Niddle, and I'm a CRB field manager in Central and Eastern Oregon. Thank you so much for joining me today for this training podcast. In accordance with federal and state restrictions related to the COVID-19 virus, all CRB reviews will be conducted via teleconference until further notice. While we don't know how long this will last, it's worth our time to develop this process. We should learn how to do this comfortably so that we're able to fall back to telephonic hearings anytime we need to in the future, such as during times of inclement weather or other major events. Having a backup plan is efficient, and we're glad for the opportunity to create a solid process for that now. This training will help you prepare to switch to a telephonic review format. The training will consist of this short podcast and accompanying written materials. I will refer you to these written materials as we cover them. It would be a good idea to pull those written materials out right now and have a paper and pen handy for writing down questions you have as you move through this material. The documents you should have in your written materials are, first, the telephonic reviews cheat sheet. This contains telephone commands and important numbers to know for your reviews. Two, the new telephonic reviews opening and closing statements. Three, the issues-focused reviews document. And four, the telephonic reviews training guide. This guide will walk you through all of the information that I will be covering verbally during this podcast so you can follow along. If you have any questions during this time, please write them down. After you complete this training, your field manager will answer your remaining questions, and they will also guide you through a telephonic review practice run and give you more specifics about what telephonic reviews will look like in your county for your board. Thank you for participating and being a part of keeping the courts functioning for kids and families, rain or shine. So let's get started. Section 1, nuts and bolts. What will reviews look like now? Let's run through the basics of what a review day is going to look like, starting with preparations you'll make before a review, then going through a typical schedule for a review day, and then what will happen after the review day concludes. Before the review, rest assured that there is work going in ahead of time so that others are on the same page as you. All parties will now be receiving a new legal notice with information about participating in CRB reviews now that they are entirely telephonic. Parties will be provided with call-in information, tips about how to ensure confidentiality, how to mute and unmute their lines, and a findings guide similar to what they would have had in front of them at an in-person CRB review in the past. Your field manager is also helping by preparing stakeholders like CASA, DHS, and attorneys for these changes, as well as scheduling the review days in such a way as to allow ample time for each case, given the new steps and procedures that we will be using. Here is how you can prepare as well the day before your review. First, think about your space. Think about where in your home you're going to conduct CRB reviews now. Choose a space suited to maintain confidentiality while having all documents in front of you and readily accessible, and to avoid all background noises. All of us know what it's like to speak to someone who is on their cell phone in a windy place or in a crowded room. Remember that when something quiet in your home, like a heater vent or the clicking of your keyboard, is near your microphone, it can be very loud on the other side. Put a little bit of thought into these things as you choose where you're going to conduct your reviews. Next, think about your technology. Technology you will want to plan ahead for might include your phone and phone charger, computer and computer charger, a Bluetooth headset and a charger for that, if you choose to use that. Be prepared to switch to regular speakerphone or a handheld phone if your Bluetooth or wireless headphones do not work or if they cause an echo on the line. Also, consider your Wi-Fi connection and your cell reception in different areas of your home. If you're using a cell phone, remember to turn off notifications, not just your ringer, so that whenever you get a text or an email, it doesn't beep and vibrate on the line. Get familiar with how to mute your phone too. Field managers will be asking that everyone keep their line muted until they're speaking to avoid excess background noises. If you want to use the teleconference line commands for this, you can mute your line by pressing *6 and unmute your line by pressing #6. All of these commands are listed in your telephonic cheat sheet. Next, gather your materials for review day. Your documents for each case that you'll need, your computer or printed documents for note-taking. Make sure you have your phone set up, all your technology set up. You'll want to have the conference line number readily available in case you lose contact mid-review and have to call back quickly. We will all use a single teleconference line, which is 1-866-921-1127. This number is also available in your written materials. You will then dial your field manager's unique conference code when prompted. That unique conference code will be provided to you by your field manager. It would be a good idea to have both numbers handy during reviews. Some other things that you should have for your review day include your short cheat sheet of telephone commands and tips that is included in your written materials. You could also have the new telephonic review version of the opening and closing statements, which are also included in your written materials. You may feel more comfortable if you read through the new opening and closing statement ahead of time so that you're not reading a brand new statement for the first time on review day. Lastly, get mentally prepared. Now is a good time to review the information about issues-focused reviews, which is included in your written materials. This strategy will help keep reviews running smoothly, effectively, and on schedule. It will also help the lead reviewer on each case to know the other board members' most pertinent questions about that case too, so that as much as possible, a single board member can conduct the questioning instead of having everyone chime in. Also, take time to check in with your field manager now if you are having any struggles with technology or other preparations. So now that you are all set up and well prepared, let's walk through a typical review day. On the morning of your reviews, ensure your space is set up like you want it and you have everything you need in front of you. Next, call in on the conference line as we discussed previously, entering your unique conference code when prompted. Please listen carefully to the instructions on the line. It will ask you to say your name out loud and then press pound. Please do that. This is very important because it will allow the field manager to know who is on the line. Now it's time for board business. We will be conducting board business time together at the scheduled time as usual. Please call in promptly at the designated board business time. We will want to have ample time to ensure connectivity, to iron out any technical issues, and to discuss each case fully. It will be extra important to do so now, so that when the parties are on the line for the actual review, we are respecting their time and completing reviews effectively and on schedule. During your board business time, the field manager will work with the board to choose a board member who will read the opening and closing statement for each review that day. The field manager will also let you know the order in which board members will introduce themselves that day. A common way to arrange this might be alphabetically by first or last name. Write down where you are in the order so you know when to introduce yourself, since we won't be able to just introduce ourselves by going around the table anymore. You will then go over the details of each case. If you do happen to call in late, or if you lose connection and must call back, don't worry. Please simply call back and wait on hold until the field manager lets you back into the conference line. Now we must review cases. After board business time, your field manager will unlock the conference line and let on everyone who has been on hold waiting for that first review to start. The field manager will welcome everyone and lay some ground rules, then guide introductions. Because we are no longer sitting around the table with each other during reviews, we will use a slightly different way of introducing ourselves and others during phone reviews. This will be led by the field managers and will occur before a board member reads the opening statement. Some field managers might do introductions by having parties introduce themselves in categories, such as parents first, foster parents, then kids, then attorneys, then DHS, etc. Or they might do a roll call style introduction where they check to see what parties are there, calling each name out loud, and then ask that any others on the line identify themselves and their relationship to the case. Either way, some board members who have conducted telephonic reviews in the past suggest writing down the first names of each party as they introduce themselves, so you know who's on the line. That way you aren't confused later in the review when a foster mom or an attorney or CASA starts talking by saying something like, "Hi, this is Sarah. The main concern I have for Billy right now is blah, 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 blah." Parties are likely to identify themselves like that, by name rather than by the role in the case during the review. So you will want to have the names in front of you so you know who to ask questions to and who is speaking. After introductions, the designated board member will read the new opening statement, with introductions of the board members proceeding in the order that you predetermined during board business time. The opening and closing statement has been revised for phone reviews. You will have had an opportunity to practice the opening and closing statements prior to your first telephonic review day. During this opening statement, board members will introduce themselves in the order that they determine during board business time. But remember, the rest of the parties will actually be introduced first before the opening statement is read. So be sure to write down any names that you want to have in front of you during that time while your field manager is taking attendance. And do not wait until the opening statement is being read by one of your fellow board members. Once all of this is complete, the lead reviewer will start leading the review as usual. The main differences will be that first, all non-leading board members will essentially remain quiet on the line until the lead reviewer asks them for input or to vote yes or no on that finding. And second, every question that the lead reviewer asks must be directed at one specific party at a time rather than being open for discussion by all parties at once. Once the review is finished, the designated board member will read the closing statement and the parties will hang up. The field manager will make sure all parties hang up before they lock the conference line again. They will then wait with you on the locked conference line until it's time for the next case to begin. Please do not just hang up at the end of each review, unless your field manager specifically directs you to do so. Now we must discuss the disconnect all lines protocol. If it is absolutely necessary, the field manager might disconnect all lines at this time to ensure that no attendees remain on the line for board business time or for the next review. If your field manager does this, they will state that they are doing so. When your line disconnects, please just hang up and then call back immediately. You may need to wait on hold for your field manager to restart the conference. It is possible that this disconnect all lines protocol may need to be used at other times too, not just between reviews. For instance, field managers may disconnect all lines when there is a party on the line who refuses to hang up before the next review, or who is not supposed to be on the line for the current review or the board business time. The field manager will not verbally instruct you to call back right away, because they will not want the errant party on the line to also call back. So just know that this could happen. In summary, anytime you get disconnected in the middle of your review day, follow the disconnect all lines protocol. First, hang up. Second, call back immediately. Third, wait on hold if necessary. So now we are between reviews. Remember not to make any comments or start talking about any confidential matters until your field manager has finished checking the line and ensuring that all parties are gone. Stay focused and in review mode until this occurs. Once your field manager gives you the go-ahead, if they do, you may then discuss the next case or other information. The next review will start when the field manager opens up the conference line again, and the process we just discussed will start all over again. At the very end of your review day, before the field manager disconnects the conference line for the day, there will be ample time for the board members to decompress and talk confidentially. During this time, your field manager will verbally request permission to sign the signature sheets on your behalf. You will not have to physically sign or submit anything else. Whenever everyone is finished discussing cases, the field manager will simply end the conference call and you're done. So now let's dig in a little deeper to how these reviews will go. We'll now talk about some important guidelines for conducting these telephonic reviews. The first topic is professionalism. Professionalism becomes all the more important with telephonic reviews if we want to remain trauma-informed. The telephonic review structure is likely to make parents, foster parents, and kids even more uncertain than they usually are. So if we can provide calm and clarity, parties will be more comfortable and will be mentally better prepared to participate in your reviews. We can provide this calm and clarity by ensuring the review proceeds smoothly and on time, and that we clearly identify ourselves, that we avoid talking over each other, and that we give clear, simple explanations of what we are doing. We should keep in mind that we are all experiencing stress and uncertainty right now, and that everyone, from caseworkers to CASAs to families to our fellow board members, may have slightly higher levels of anxiety and distractibility right now. We're all getting used to different ways of doing things, and this uncertainty will impact different people in different ways. For our reviews to continue to run smoothly, we should put extra effort into exercising compassion towards others and towards ourselves. Having compassion towards others on the line does not mean making a yes finding when we should be making a no finding, or vice versa. Having compassion does not mean that we fail to conduct valuable reviews or ask meaningful questions, even if they're tough questions. It does not mean that we don't make findings that may be uncomfortable, or that we don't make recommendations that could be difficult to implement. Rather, having compassion towards others is simply defined as recognizing their suffering, the stresses that they're experiencing, both large and small. We recognize that others are suffering by listening, by being patient, and by being kind. Having compassion towards ourselves and fellow board members looks similar. If we make a mistake, we forgive ourselves and move on. If we run out of time on a particular review, we conclude that review with what we've got and we move on to the next review. Hopefully that review will end on time. Perfection is not necessary in order for us to be effective. Conducting the review. How will we know who is talking? Your field manager will ask that all parties identify themselves before they speak. As a reminder, it's very important to indicate to whom you are addressing your questions as well, and not ask general questions to all parties. This is good practice anytime, but is especially important during telephonic reviews. Remember that when you're leading a case, you will need to ensure that you ask questions to specific parties. If you have one question that you want several parties to answer, just ask them in a row instead of opening it up for a discussion. Because we are asking parties to remain quiet until someone asks them a specific question, there are a few things you're going to really want to remember to do. First, please remember to always ask parents, if they're on the line, for information under finding number 3 about their child and services that they think their child may need. It is critically important that parents have an opportunity to provide input about their own children, and that we don't crowd them out by focusing on DHS, CASA, and the foster parents. Secondly, we promise on our legal notices that every party will have an opportunity to provide input, and we must ensure that that actually happens. Therefore, you will want to remember to ask before you make your finding whether anyone else has something to add which is relevant to this finding. To avoid confusion, the board members who are not leading the case should refrain from interjecting with any follow-up questions or comments until prompted by the lead. Remember, we will be lacking body language cues from participants. So ask at least once under each finding whether any other party has something relevant to add or ask. You won't be able to see this. And remember, people are listening to you. So please, as always, avoid jokes or side chatting, which may be misinterpreted or get confusing over the phone. Stick to simple and clear communication. Be mindful of any comments you don't want others to hear, and just don't make those comments. Remember to be prepared. As you can see, being prepared before reviews begin will be extra important when we do telephonic reviews. Having your technology and workspace set up will save you from those uh-oh moments when you realize that something you need is in the other room or is not working, because you will have ironed out all those kinks ahead of time. Being extra prepared for reviews will also be helpful now that there may be limited time between reviews to speak confidentially with your fellow board members. There will not be opportunities for quiet side conversations during reviews or anything of that sort. This may mean that some things that you'd normally like to do or say during reviews may go undone or unsaid. Again, that's okay. These are lessons that we can learn as we gain experience, and we'll be even better prepared for the next review. Also, you're going to want to remember to stay on schedule. Please put extra effort into remaining on task so we don't get behind schedule. This is particularly important now that your field manager cannot go out into the waiting room and tell people that we are running late. They cannot speak with people on hold without letting all the parties who are on hold waiting for the next review into the current review's conference call. So everyone from the next review will simply be waiting on hold with no instructions, and we do not want them to disconnect thinking that their review is canceled. Because reviews cannot run over, Field managers will now generally be ending reviews that go more than 5 minutes over schedule, so that the entire day of cases is not impacted. This means that the field manager may have to end reviews even when you have not gotten through all of your findings yet or made any recommendations. If this happens, the field manager will choose one of two options. Usually, the review will simply be continued to the next month. This is not ideal because it lengthens the review day for next month and may bump other families' cases from the schedule. So, although this is an option, it's crucial to stay on schedule so that this does not need to happen. Secondly, in very limited circumstances when a review is almost but not quite complete, your field manager may decide that the board can check back in with that case at the very end of the review day, completing the findings and recommendations with the information that you got at the review and the documentation provided in your packet. This will only happen when absolutely necessary and when the field manager can adequately provide notice via email to all the parties regarding your findings in order to maintain transparency in our process. Therefore, the key point here is manage your review time wisely. So what do we do if there's an interpreter in our review? Working with interpreters is particularly challenging. Your field manager will be scheduling reviews that require interpreters for twice as long as normal. Here are some tips from the courts for telephonic hearings with interpreters. 1. Don't respond to a question or comment from the court or other party until the interpreter is finished interpreting the question. 2. Communicate in small bites. Don't say more than one or two sentences at a time, so the interpreter can adequately interpret your comments. 3. Interpreters work very hard to keep up, but their ability to interpret information will be dependent on the clarity of that information. Next, let's talk about making findings. Determining whether DHS has made reasonable efforts is always difficult because that standard is fluid and somewhat flexible on purpose. When we are dealing with times of unusual or unprecedented crises, changes in resources, changes in DHS policy, etc., making reasonable efforts findings becomes even more challenging and subjective. But that's okay. Child welfare and family life are not areas of law where one-size-fits-all rules, regulations, and standards are particularly appropriate or helpful. So we must get comfortable working with some gray area. The important thing to keep in mind is that the reasonable efforts that we are analyzing are those of the entire statewide agency of DHS and their contracted partners and foster parents in your community. We are not analyzing only those efforts of the individual caseworker in your individual county alone. Ultimately, this is key. Children need certain resources to ensure their safety, health, and well-being. Likewise, parents need sufficient resources in order to adequately address every single basis of jurisdiction. If any of those necessary resources are not being provided to the children or parents, then the efforts that the agency has made, however good-hearted, are not reasonable to protect the child's well-being and allow parents to make changes needed to safely reunify with their children within the established time frames. As a reminder, part of the power of a no finding on one of the reasonable efforts findings by the CRB is that it will likely extend the timetable for DHS to provide reasonable efforts and meaningful services to promote reunification between parents and their child. No one, including DHS, wants to see families permanently separated just because their time ran out during a pandemic when services were not available. Another important thing to keep in mind is that what was reasonable in January of 2020 may not be reasonable in April of 2020. There is some flexibility built into any legal standard that's based on reasonableness. Your field manager will be discussing this important topic with you further when you do your trial run through. If you have any specific questions about this issue, make sure to raise those before review day. That way, everyone will be on the same page, and you'll be able to conduct your reviews with a sense of confidence and understanding. So what's next? Now that we've run through the basics of conducting telephonic CRB reviews, please check in with your local field manager. They will conduct a trial run-through session and can answer any additional questions that you may have well in advance of your first telephonic reviews. Please also make sure to take time to review all of the materials contained in your written materials. We so appreciate your flexibility, your extra work, and all of the heart and effort that you put into these cases, both now and every single month. Thank you so much.